Last chapter, we talked about the preterite tense. We use the preterite to describe past actions. Today, I'm going to show you the imperfect. This tense is used to talk about descriptions in the past. The imperfect is the easiest tense to conjugate in Spanish. The AR verbs are all regular, and they end in aba, abas, aba, abamos, and aban. This is what trabajar looks like, and it's kind of fun to say. Now you practice with hablar. Good job. Here are the endings for ER and IR verbs. Ia, ias, ia, íamos, and ían. Look, all of the I's do have accents. Here are two examples, comer and subir. Now you try. How'd you do? This tense only has three irregular verbs, ver, ir, and ser. With ver, we're going to keep the E instead of taking it off with the R, and then we're just going to add the ir and ir endings. Ir looks like the air endings, but we're going to replace that first A with the letter I. And, well, ser is ser. It's the original rebel verb. Here it is.